We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Chavav Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, Lo Yishanu, this whole halacha that the damim, the money, retains its kedusha, and you have to buy something more kaddish with it. And the same thing is that the Beis HaKnesses retains its chashivas to a certain extent. We'll see that even though you transfer the kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses to the money, but the Beis HaKnesses retains certain kedushas, and you can't do a dvar mishal ganai in that shul. But that's all if you don't sell it shiva tu ve'ir and ma'amin anche ir. Lo yishanu she'ein shloy machru shiva tu ve'ir and ma'amin anche ir. That means that every city has seven tuve'ir, which doesn't mean the dafka the seven best people, but they're appointed seven tuve'ir to take care of the finances of the city. So if they sell it b'maimed anshei say with all the city people present, that means everyone agrees to the sale, then the kedusha will come off. That's the halacha. The kedusha will come off because there the people are maskim, and since it's only the rabbanon, the Ran says the kedusha. In that case, the kedusha will go off the money and off the Beis HaKnesses. So that this whole halacha in our Mishnah says that the money has special kedusha. You have to be ma'ilim mekaydesh only if you didn't sell the seven tuvir. Did not sell the ma'ilim ben anshesir. Ava makru shiva tuvir ma'ilim ben anshesir. But if they sold it in front of everyone, afilu lemishtei bei shichra shapadami, which Rashi says means even allowed to use the money to buy and create and make a sheikha. You're allowed to buy a beer factory, you're allowed to buy a Budweiser factory with that money, even though you have to be going, it's not my own Mekaydash, but since they sold it, it's Shiva to a year, but my mid Anshay is here in front of everyone, it's Shapadam. Ravina, Havale Ahu Tila, the Beit Mishnah. Ravina found this bias, this Beit Knesses, that was completely destroyed, it was a pile of dirt, of rubble, and also came to Rav Ashi. Came to Rashi, I'm like, my own misery, can I use this, can I clear the rubble and use this to plant? Can I plant over here? Amalei, zil zavne meshiva tu be'ir, v'mayim ben anshesir, v'zara. Go buy it from meshiva tu be'ir together with mayim ben anshesir, and then you can plant. So you see that the Beis HaKnesses place will also lose all its kedusha if you sell it v'mayim ben anshesir, v'shiva tu be'ir. And the way the Rosh learns is that Zuria is a bezayin. Like we said before, that every time you sell a Beis HaKnesses, even without the Maimed Anche Erseir, so the money gets Kedusha. With the Beis HaKnesses, I could turn it into a house. But I cannot do Bezayin Digger things in it. Zuria planting is considered a Bezayin Digger thing. That's what Rosh says. And therefore, you need the Maimed Anche Erseir to allow Zuria. That's what the Rosh in Simon Aleph explains over here with this Gemara with the Zuria. He says, V'Zuria Tash Mishal Gnai. That's what he says. I in the Rosh Shemunal. Zog the Maravait. Rabbi Ba'aba have a kaboni beknishta. Rabbi Ba'aba was building a new shul. So have a hiknishta atika. There was an old shul. And he figured that he'd get the beams and some bricks from the old shul. Have a boiler mystery. He wanted to take down the old shul now. And bring the bricks and the beams from there. And to bring it to this place in Knesset. And here, there's no shayla ma'ilim b'kodesh. That's not a shayla. Why not? Because you're not transferring any kedusha off the beams. You're using the beams for the same thing it was used till now. That's fine. You don't have to be ma'ilim b'kodesh. Only when it turns into money, it loses its kedusha gets transferred, then the money has to be used for something better. But if you... Right. Can't use it for means if the money, you sold money, the money can't be used for the same thing. But the same thing, let's say every time I bring in one shul to another shul to lane. If it's still the same thing, so here, if the beams are still a shul, then it's fine. Use the beams of the same shul, that's what Dvar speaks out. So, Al-Kupanim, here they wanted to take the beams from the Yenna shul and bring it to this new shul. So, Yosef Gavar Lehadar Achista, what you mentioned before, Rav Chista's Shaila, so they said, declared, does Rav Chista's rule apply here? Don't Rav Chista, La Lister Be Knishta, Ad the Bunny Be Knishta Achriti, now let's take down a shul until you have a new one. So you could clear like this. There we know the reason is because we're scared. If you take down a shul, we're not going to build a new shul. You're going to forget about it. So you say you cannot take down this shul until you have a new shul. But maybe here is better. Here I'm in the middle of building a new shul. Ki hai gav namai. Also come there a papa v'asale. They both said it's aser. Even though here you maybe have a cheshbin that it's better because here nothing's going to happen. They're building a new shul. What's the chash? Tari says, no, even in such a case, until you have your new structure, we are still worried about a We're still worried about a pshia, like we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Kufnum Beis. Ain soysim basic knesses gelivus basic achar shem yirulim oynis shlo yikviv nachar. Maybe oynis have you build another one. El aboinim achar tchili build another one first. Achar soysim al yashon. Vafilu leirotzu list the rak mechitza echal archi v'inam idin archi. But if it got ruined, then you can knock it down because people might get hurt in it. And it says in the Ramah, also you can't even do that. And why not? Like Peshat is, because even then you're worried about a Peshia. Amar Rava, Hai Be Knishto. Now we're talking about selling a shul. It says, Hai Be Knishto, Chalufa Uzunashari. You could switch it, make Chalipim for something else, and then transmit Dusha onto this thing, or you could sell it. That's shari. Then it's mutter to use the Beis Medrash because the Beis Medrash lost its kedusha now. We transferred the kedusha over onto a new shul or onto money. That's fine. But agura mashkuna asu. You can't take a shul and say I'm renting out the shul for a simcha hall. You can't do that because there's no transfer of money. The money, the kedusha doesn't get transferred onto rent. Rent is an income, not a sale. And therefore, you cannot do that. And same thing with a mashkin. I can't say I want to take a loan from the bank and use it as a collateral. You cannot use it as a mashkin. The same thing, because the kedusha doesn't get transferred off the shul onto the money in such a case. Only by a sale does that happen. My time, why is a guru mashkin also? My time, a kedusha also stays in its kedusha. Livni nami. The same thing of the bricks of a Mesa Knesset. Chalofunu is vinushari. You let us switch for something or sell it. Or is finu asar. But to lend it out, it's asar. Bahani mili batikta. This din that the bricks of a Mesa Medrash, you only could sell and transfer a Kedusha, but you can't just lend it out, is only by a shul that was ready to use as a shul, those bricks. Avacharata, but if you ordered a whole pallet of bricks and you didn't use all of them, so then, it doesn't have kedusha. Avachat les lamba, a new pallet of bricks that you bought for the shul, but you didn't land using them. They have no kedusha. But fill them on the amba is one of mostly,
You can take a mortgage on a shul before you start using it.
You can take a mortgage.
And we said you can't give it over to the bank.
Yeah, that seeing how can you take a mortgage on a shul?
Right. But that's all before you built it.
Yeah, right, before you built it. But Philemon, I had a question. Philemon, the Amma, Azmana Milsi, even if you hold Azmana Milsi, so here when you deliver the bricks to the shul, the pallet of bricks, maybe it's Azmana for the shul, Hanimili going to Oireg Begel Lameis. That's only if you sew a beged for a mace, there it is Azmana. And there the lach is a mace is Asavana, so the beged that was sewed for a mace, it's Asavana. Avahacha Ketvi La'oreg Dami. Here it's like you spun the threads in order to sew a beged. That means it's one step away. Bricks are not ready for a Beis Medrash yet. It first has to be built. So it's two steps away from being a Beis Medrash. There's no Azmana Milsa on that. If you built a Beis Medrash and you said this is for a Beis Medrash, then it has Azmana Milsa. But here, it's just bricks. So it's two steps away. No one holds that there's Azmana Milsa in this case. So now we talked about selling something or giving it as a mashkin. What about matana? What if you give a shul away from matana? Could that transfer the kedusha off the shul? Does that take the kedusha off the shul? So pligibar of Ach Ravina, chad asar v'chad shari, manda asar b'may tifka the gerus b'may tifka kedusha asa. What? How the kedusha coming off? That's why it's asar. Well, manda shari. What says mutter? He says lav the havalei hanomine. If not that you had enough in that person, loy have yavle. You wouldn't have gave him the shul. So havalei matana gazvini. So therefore, matana is like a sale. Like a sale, because there's money over here. So the Ramban asks a simple question. The Ram brings down from the Ramban a question. What are you talking about? If that's the case, how is the Kedusha being transferred over? The Hana is not around anymore. I'll read you the Kasha. It says, Heichi tifka kedusha sabihi hana, v'ho kvar ochlua ve'ina v'olam. It's not here anymore, that money. So how does that work? So the because of the Ramban has a whole different shah in the sugya, we're going to get into that now, but the Ram says, okay, you have to say that that since he owes him money, he owes him a favor, so on that money that's owed, technically, that's where Kedusha will be chalon. Zot the Gemara Vayta, Torah Rabbanon. That was all talking about shuls. Now we're talking about Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Torah Rabbanon. Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. Things that are used for Mitzvah do not need burial, they can be thrown away. Tashmishei Kedusha Nignozim. But Tashmishei Kedusha are nignazim. What's the difference? What's Tashmishei Mitzvah? What's Tashmishei Kedusha? Ve'lehein, Tashmishei Mitzvah. Sukkah, lulav, a sukkah, after sukkah is lulav, shayfer, tzitzis, Those are Tashish and Mitzvah, and the Ikar Adin, it says Nizrakim. But you just know that in Shulchan Aruch, let's say we'll take Hilchos Tzitzis and Simcha Aleph, it says, the Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim, the Af La'achash Nifsiku, Ein Linig Behem Minig B'Zayin, Luzarkam Makam Aguna. You shouldn't throw it in Makam Aguna, Elosh Ein Tzrichin Geniza. That's one thing. V'yesh Medaktikim Zok Teremah, Ligoinzam. There is an Indian by Tzitzis to put into Shemus. That's the minig of most people. They put into Shemus because Meister Ma brings down some adaktikim. But Ikar Adin, Tashmisha Mitzvah do not need Gneza. But Tashmisha Kedusha needs Gneza. It means not only do Sefer Torahs need Gneza, but even the things that were Tashmishim for them need Gneza. My Tashmisha Kedusha, to Luskami, which means a box or a bag that's meyuchid for the Svarim, have Adin Kedusha. Tefillin mezuzos, and or the bag for tefillin mezuzos, the tikshal sefer Torah, the case of a sefer Torah, the nartik shal tefillin, the box of a tefillin, but it's the same. And the ritzuris also are considered tashmishe kedusha. Taisus handles that maybe ritzuris should be considered a davish of kedusha itself because he's making a dalan on yod. So he says maybe you see from here it's not really a lochem shem sinai. Taisus discusses that why it's not considered Dava Kedusha by itself. Like upon him here, it says, called Tashvisha Kedusha, and Tashvisha Kedusha do need Geniza. Omar Rava, Mereish Havamina, Hai Kursaya, Tashvisha Tashvahu. Kursaya is a bima. I first thought that a bima does not have a din Kedusha. It's like a Tashvisha Tashvish. Why? Because you put a covering over the bima, and then a Sefer Torah on top of that, so it's two steps removed from a Sefer Torah. Vasharin, I thought, doesn't need Geniza, doesn't need burial. Kivin de chazin in the ma'is follow sefer Torah. Since I saw sometimes they put sefer Torah directly onto the bima, amina tashmish kedusha huv aser. It's a tashmish kedusha, and it is aser. And that's how it came out that it does have a problem of it does have a difference tashmish kedusha because you sometimes put the sefer Torah directly on it, and therefore the bima also has a din of tashmish kedusha. Zok the gemara vayter. The pareches on the inside of the Arna Kodesh is tashvish tashvishu because it's servicing the Arna Kodesh, which is servicing the Sefer Torah. And Tosis says maybe it's the outside pareches. Either way, it's a pareches on inside the Arna Kodesh. But keeping the chazina, the eifile, since I see sometimes. They wrap the Sefer Torah, they double it under the Sefer Torah, Manchi Sefer Allah, they use it as like something to put the Sefer Torah on. Amina, Tashvish Kedusha, Huv Aser. It's a Tashvish Kedusha, and it's Aser. V'amar Rava, Hai Tevusa the Irft. What about Arna Kodesh that fell apart? Ma'avda Tevazutashi, Shari. You're allowed to make with it another Arna Kodesh, but Kursaya Aser. But you cannot make it into a Bima. You only can make it another Arna Kodesh. I can ask me again, it's an equal dig of Kedusha. Terry says again, because here you're not transferring out the money, you're using the same thing. So then I can use the same Kedusha. That's fine. V'amar Rava, High Priest of the Bala, what about a Pareches, or the Pareches got worn out? So, High Priest of the Bala, Lemebde Priest of the Sifri Shari, you're allowed to make this, use this now for another covering for not Sefer Torahs, but L'chamashim also, you can't do it for Chamashim, because that's going down a Darga. That's going on a Darga. We said that this stuff is used to put under a Sefer Torah, so it has a Kedusha of Sefer Torah. So therefore, you should use the Dafka for a Sefer Torah, not Chamashim. Chamashim are Torah that's split up into five. So a Sefer Torah is more Kedusha than Chamashim, even if it's written on a Klaf. But a Sefer Torah is more Kedusha than Chamashim. Well, may I touch Nach before? It means Nach, means Chamashim, means five Chamashim. These bags that hold the chumashim and the kamatri, the sifri, or these boxes that hold Sefer Torah, tashvish kedusha nenu. V'negnazim, they have done tashvish kedusha. It's more pshita. It's mamash used directly with Sefer Torah. What's the chiddush? Ma'otema hani leila kovet avidon, not make the covenant. L'natur ba'al avidon, to watch it, to protect it. Kamash v'lon, no, they made the covenant. That's the pasuk on the kamash v'lon. The Meiri says by kamash v'lon that even something that comes to protect it also is geniza, but we don't pass like that. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Nadal Sif Gimel says that we pass in the only things that are made l'kavod have to have shemus and not l'turi ba'alma. What could be a nafkamina? Because we consider even our printed chumashim shemus. So what about a nice art scroll, 5-volume, comes in a beautiful slip case, this blue slip case. Is that case gneiza or not? So you'll tell me it needs gneiza because it's servicing the chumash alone. But Terry says, no, that is made l'neturei. It's made to protect it. That shouldn't get bumped when they sell it, when they ship it. And therefore, it's there to protect the chumash. Now, even though it's very nice, but they made it nice because they needed protection. They made a nice protection. But the ikar nekuda of that case is that it's really l'neturei. And therefore, pashas that will not be shemus, will not need gneiza, that case will not need gneiza.
So should I have to consider
it? Well, yeah.
I think I saw one shul where they put the vegan in the box.
I don't think it's sitting on the box. The box is that's like a teva. I don't know. That's for cover. That has its own box. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's sitting on the Yehudi Rimoi.
There was a certain shul of the Roman Yidin that have a pasiach lehu indira that have a Marcus Bay mace. There was a shul. And the shul had another room, and in the room was a mace. And there was a doorway in between. The halacha is that tumah comes through the doorway. The only way you could block it is if you take something that's not mekabel tumah and block up the door. The kahana wanted to come to the shul to daven. The problem was, it was a mace in the other room, and the tumah was coming into the shul. Also, they asked Rabbah what to do. Amalahu, dolo tevusa, take the aron kodesh, asvua, put it by the door. The Havla Kli Eitz Asu L'Nachas, it's a Kli Eitz, a wooden keli which is Mekabel Toma, but Asu L'Nachas is not Mekabel Toma. The special Xeris Kosov by Kli Eitz, it has to be something that's transportable, that people transport it a lot. The Kli Eitz Asu L'Nachas is Mekabel Toma. A Kli Eitz that's Mele Nachas is not Mekabel Toma, V'Chaitz Mele Toma. Therefore, if it's not Mekabel Toma, it'll be Chaitz, it'll make a separation for the Toma. Like the Pasuk says, V'chol Kli Eitz Oy Begera Or Oy Sak, and we darshan, just like a sack is metaltal. Male v'rekam, same thing. Kliyet has to be metal malach v'rekam. So he said, put it there. Omle Ravon Rava. I don't like ipsak. I don't like ipsak. Why? But zimnim the metaltle. Sometimes you are metaltle the on a kodesh. Kimonach sefer Torah love and sefer Torah is on it. But having metaltle male v'rekam, it's metaltle male v'rekam. So Rava said, if that's the case, omlehu yachi layafsher takay. You can't use it. When do you move this, the Aron HaKodesh? So the Mepharshim say, sometimes you bring it, you move it, let's say Ganav might come, you'll move it that way. Or we had, like we spoke out, by tiny ice, they used to bring out the Aron HaKodesh into the Rechai over here. So there's something to metaltal it. Therefore, since it's Ganav metaltal, you can't use it. Omo Mazutra, Matpecha Yisvarim Shebalu, the mantle, the covering of a Sefer Torah, they got ruined, they got worn out. They used that material to make tachrichim for meis mitzvah. They didn't have money to buy tachrichim. That is the gneiza. It's a very good gneiza. You're supposed to bury it. Bury it with a meis mitzvah. It's kvaldik. Sefer Torah shabala. Sefer Torah got ruined. When they bury it near a talmud chacham. Even if the guy's not a big talmud chacham, as long as he learned halachas, he learned Mishnayis, even if you didn't learn Gemara, you learn Mishnayis, that's enough, and you bury him next to, you bury the Sefer Torah next to that Talmud Chacham. Omer v'acha bar Yaakov v'kli cheres. You should put in a kli cheres. You never satan v'kli cheres man yamdu yom rabim. Because when you put something in a kli cheres, it lasts for a long time. And I saw in the Dershim Mishabru, the reading from Rabbi Yashiv, that if you don't have kli cheres, you can put it into plastic. Because plastic also saves the moisture from coming in, it also lasts a long time. So you can bury it in plastic also, that would also help. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here. The next year, we'll start from 2 lines to the bottom of Chavav and Beis.